Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in a few minutes of singing and prayer, Bible reading, worshiping, lifting up our voices and our faith to God with believers from here to the farthest point away. Let's sing now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. And of course, Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for contact information shortly, and then let's be ready to worship the Lord. Isaiah 46, 4 is going to get us started with the Word of God for today's broadcast. And even to your old age, I am He. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and I will deliver you. Deliverance shall come, because He promised even to Isaiah, I will deliver you. Praise the Lord. Deliverance shall come. Hallelujah. He is able to deliver thee. All right, if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for contact information in just a little while. Let's turn to page 346 in the Holiness Hymns. Let's sing together on Won't We Have a Good Time. Won't we have a good time up in heaven, shouting and singing praise to God. Walking on the streets all paved with diamonds, silver, and gold. Listening to the angels' wakening chorus while they march around the throne of God. Joy that awaits, no tongue can express it for my soul. Oh, won't we have a good time?
Won't we have a good time
up in heaven?
Days.
Listening to the angels shouting, singing all of the time. Never any sadness.
What a happy time there.
All will be gladness.
Won't it be grand?
Walking with the Savior, living in His favor all of the time. Won't we have a good time up in heaven? Never a worry on our mind. Feasting on the good things God intended for redeemed souls. Drinking of the pure and living waters that are flowing freely all the time. None of these joys can ever be bought with all your gold. Oh, won't we have a good time? Up in heaven,
one of these days,
listening to the angels shouting, singing all the time. Hallelujah! Never any sadness.
What a happy time there!
Oh, will be gladness.
Won't it be grand?
Walking with the Savior, living in His favor all of the time. If we live a life that's pure for Jesus and we can protect our records clear, nothing will He hold against us, brother, on that day. We will have a crown that's bright and starry, and we'll have a robe that's spotless white. In the glad home up there that will never pass away. Oh, won't we have a good time,
oh, won't we have a good time
up in heaven. Listening to the angels shouting, singing all the time. There's never any sadness,
never any sadness,
not any gladness.
Won't it be grand
walking with the Savior, living in His favor all of the time. One more time. Oh, won't we have a good time? Up in heaven, listening to the angels shouting, singing all of the time. There's never any sadness, all will be gladness. Walking with the Savior, living in His favor all of the time. Hallelujah. Well, won't we have a good time? Every one of us like to go someplace and have a good time. And the Lord intends for us to be blessed and to be encouraged and to be a happy people. Brother Keller used to testify in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, "I'm glad I'm a happy Christian." Well, I don't know of any other kind. Even on the worst day of your life, you can still be a happy Christian. And considering the worst day of your life, I mean, we've all had days when we considered it to be the worst day of our life. But you know, the Lord has helped us, and up to right now, we have survived every one of those. So every day that you say that has been the worst day of your life, you have survived. So let that be a faith-building ministry to you. Though the next time you think you're having the worst day of your life, just remember the Lord has brought you through every other one up to this point. Let's praise Him for the victory over this one. From Malachi 4:2, He says, "Our precious promise, but unto you that fear My name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in His wings." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank You today for Your mercy and goodness to us. We thank You today, Lord, for the fact that we can have healing. And we're thankful today that we can fear the name of the Lord, and we can respect and reverence Your great name. We're so thankful today, Lord, that You are our great Redeemer. You have made us, You are bearing us, and You're carrying us, and You're going to deliver us. Lift us up today. Help us to be thankful, Lord. When it comes midnight tonight, let us be thankful that You have brought us through another day, and You have carried us through no matter what kind of news or events or persecution or sicknesses or trials that we've experienced today. Lord, it's been because of You. We have come this far by faith. We lift You up and we praise You in Jesus' name. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes me lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. opens prison doors, sets the captive free. There's a river of life flowing out from me. Hallelujah. Well, how do your belly shuffle rivers of living waters, the Bible says. There's nothing stagnant about this. You've not got an old stagnant mosquito-infested pond in your soul that's all covered with green algae and stinks. You've got a river of life flowing out from among you. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It continues to flow. It's artesian. It never runs dry. Praise the Lord. I hope you're excited today. Why don't you tell somebody else about Jesus? Well, I'll give you some contact information shortly, and so be ready to take it down. Sister Linda's my favorite singer. She's going to sing today one that'll bless your heart. My God is more than enough. Clap your hands and worship the Lord with her.
I know my God is more than enough, than enough. I know my God is more than enough. When times get hard and the way gets rough, I know my God is more than enough. When Daniel stood there boldly and the lion's mouth was shut, he knew his God was more than enough. When Elijah poured that water and the fire consumed it up, they knew his God was more than enough. I know my God is more than enough, than enough. I know my God is more than enough. When times get hard and the way gets rough, I know is more than enough. When the old king wandered, when David laid his armor down, he said his God was more than enough. When he threw that little stone and Goliath hit the ground, they knew his God was more than enough. More than enough, than enough. I know my God is more than enough. When times get hard and the way gets rough, I know my God is more than enough.
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 42, verse 3, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You've been worshiping with us on the Daily Ministry of the Power of Pentecost. Join us tomorrow, if at all possible, or as often as you can. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, any mail, cards, letters, offerings should be sent to the Power of Pentecost, song request or prayer request, the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. Website www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
I know my